Hi, this is Dean Jacobs from Tarani Motors. We are so thrilled to be sponsoring Sand Hill Stories on KVSH Radio. We think this will be a special program inspiring to both young and old. After the program, give me a call at 402-376-1661 or come see me if you're looking for a new or used vehicle. And now, here is today's edition of Sand Hill Stories.
On this edition of the Sand Hill Stories brought to you by Tarani Motors, we're going to get the opportunity to visit about the kind of, I always think of it, I guess, as the northeast part of Cherry County. And Jerry Grooms is going to be our guest to talk about the Grooms families and some relatives there. So thanks for being with us, Jerry.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Well, I guess the first question is always, how did the Grooms family end up in Cherry County or this area? And specifically, kind of that northeast area from Ballantyne.
Well, to start with, we're not sure how the Grooms has got to America. The lineage we came from was born in 1754 in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And him and his brother both fought in the Revolutionary War. And then they went to Kentucky. They were granted land for being a veteran. And they lived next door to Daniel Boone family.
Did they really? No kidding.
And intermarried between the two families.
That's pretty interesting.
And the John Grooms that came here, he might have been three generations down, he remembers being on Daniel Boone's lap.
Oh, really?
Or he did remember.
So the family had kind of, they'd been in Pennsylvania, but as the westward movement came, they moved with it to Kentucky, was the frontier back then.
Yeah, they homesteaded in Kentucky. And then they, I don't know just when they went to Missouri, they homesteaded in Missouri also. And the Osborne families, there was intermarriage between the Grooms and the Osborne families for years. And in 1883, they came with 9 or 10 wagons, families, and came to Sparks.
So that was a pretty good sized group then.
Yeah, the John Grooms, the old man, he had brought 7 sons with him.
Wow.
And some of them were married, and I don't know how many of the Osborne family was married, but I should back up just a little bit. At the time this was going on, until they came to Cherry County, it wasn't Grooms. It was Groom.
Oh, there was no S?
No S on it. I don't know what they were hiding, but been accused of a few things.
So, so when they homesteaded in Kentucky and they homesteaded in Missouri, did any of the family stay on those homesteads then, or did they all come?
They pretty much all came this way. And when they got here, far as I can figure out from the reading, John S. Grooms went to the canyon just west of the Heartland Elk Ranch now, which was used to be Osborne's, built a cabin down in the where the creek starts, and I can still find the remnants of that foundation.
So that would be like, what is that? Is that 3 miles south of Sparks?
Yeah, it'd be three miles south of Sparks.
And then just where the road is right now, over to the west toward the river and the canyon area.
Yeah, and just drop down over the hill. You can see a little draw where there used to be a road to run from there and came out of Berry Bridge.
So is that part of the Heartland Elk Ranch now? Is that, or?
No, Bill Connett owns it now.
Okay. So down by where the creek was, there was a foundation. And that was the original Grooms place when they first came.
That's the way I understand it.
And what year did you say that was?
That was 1883.
1883. So that was right at the time Cherry County and Ballantyne were kind of getting going.
Yeah. And they say they brought 100 head of cattle with them. And the winters were so bad the first couple winters, they lost a big end of them.
Ooh.
So they had quite a setback. And the old John Grooms went over and took a tree claim on Sand Creek, close to where Claire Foster's place is.
Now, Sand Creek, I'm not familiar with where that is. That would be north and west?
North and west of Sparks.
Of Sparks, okay. So was there a community of Sparks at that time?
Well, there was a community there, and something I read that said they could only see one house from the hill south of Sparks, and that's where it was at. It was on that hill where, well, Steve Brooklander's got it now.
Okay.
When they sold Granddad's stuff, he got that.
All right. So the Sparks area was about the same size as it is now. Something like
that. Yeah, when they came, but once the Groomses got here, I read someplace like there were 30-some Groomses around Sparks.
Wow.
Because John S. Grooms bought that where Steve lives there on top of the hill. And my granddad and dad both grew up there, but down by Donnie Monroe's, right across the road north, there was John J. Grooms. There was a lot of John Grooms.
A lot of John Groomses, huh?
And they were cousins, the way I understand it.
If you're looking for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, check out Terani Motors. We have it all. From a 2025 Ford Super Duty F-350 XL, XLT, or Lariat, all the way to a used 2000 Chrysler Grand Voyager and everything in between. 1-ton, 3/4-ton, and half-ton pickups, both new and used. SUVs in all sizes and colors. If you don't have time to stop by, check out our website at TeraniMotors.com or call 402-376-1661. That's Terani Motors in Valentine.
So back in those early days, you mentioned about the harsh winters that kind of caught them by surprise and were tough on the cattle. Anything else that were hardships back when they were getting started? You always hear about, if you're here in the late 1800s, there's not a lot of amenities out there. So anything else that you've heard from the family about those early years?
Well, one thing that happened, and I'm not sure what year, I was going to try to look it up, but Granddad's sister passed away, and she's buried in the Sparks Cemetery. She was the first person buried in the cemetery.
The one east of Sparks.
East of Sparks, and there was somebody donated a piece of land for the Sparks Cemetery.
Okay, all right. So then was there a schoolhouse? Probably didn't have a schoolhouse then.
They didn't have a schoolhouse then. The way I understand, there's been three schoolhouses. The one that I went to school in, not sure when it was built, but it had a basement where they taught 9th and 10th grade.
That was it?
Well, the upstairs was grade school.
Oh, okay. The basement was 9th and 10th.
The basement was nice, 9th and 10th grade, and people like Elmer Monroe and, what's her name, Peterson, Mary Catherine Peterson, and people like that went to school there. We had an old settlers one time, reunion of some people.
So speaking of Old Settlers, that's now in its 135th year or more, maybe.
I think it's 138.
38. So I'm not going to do the math in my head because it'd take too long, but that's somewhere right around the time that they were kicking that off. So the Groomses must have been part of the formation of that.
Yeah. The way I understand it, they was building the church and they had a celebration for 2 days in the fall. That the whole community got together, and then it ended up being Old Settlers. They used to call it Harvest of Harmony, I believe.
Okay, I've heard that term before used with the Old Settlers reunion, and it was because they weren't Old Settlers then. They were still young people when they started that, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about the Grooms family. So you said 30 different Grooms families around the area.
I'm not sure if it was 30 family, but there's 30 some people. There probably was more than that, because when I was growing up, there were 9 kids in Dad's family, and all 4 of the boys lived in the area.
Mm-hmm. So who would have they been?
Fred Grooms was my granddad, and my dad was Glenn, and there was Clyde and Lloyd and Alvy.
And they were all kind of right around that area then?
Yeah. Clyde lived a mile south of Sparks and just to the west of where Granddad's place was, and Uncle Lloyd lived there. We lived 2 miles north of Sparks, and Alvy lived north of Valentine.
So he was kind of the faraway guy.
Yeah, he was a faraway guy.
He went way out there then.
he ran away.
So what about family gatherings then back? And if you had 30 family members, and I'm sure it's growing, who were some of the other families that were in the area? You mentioned the Osbournes.
Oh, yeah. On our side of the family, it was like the Zernicks and, they intermarried with the Fosters and the Lowers and McLuhans. And
a lot of those names are still in the area.
Yeah, there's a lot of them still in the area.
Yeah. So, again, we're visiting with Jerry Grooms here about the Grooms history in the Cherry County area, more in that northeast part, Sparks area and surrounding areas there as well. And we're going to continue this discussion. Some more stories from Jerry on next week's edition of Sandhills Stories.
Once again, this is Dean from Terani Motors. We hope you enjoyed today's edition of Sandhills Stories. I invite you to stop by Terani Motors for your next service or your next vehicle. Tune in again next week for the next edition of Sandhills Stories.